cool idea for this intro with Supernatural, which I probably will end up, like, adding to this. But for now, I'm just going to mix this and get it over with because I'm exhausted. But anyway, welcome to Supernatural Immunity Challenge for Rockstar. It's first Immunity Challenge. And up first is Dizzy.
Supernatural ones, yay!
I think we should play a game where we try to figure out what episode these are from. So,
and people will have no clue what we're saying, but we'll do it anyway.
We'll do it because it's like the best show ever.
Yeah.
What's your favorite episode?
I like the one with the, like, housewife witches a lot. That one's cool.
Oh, the witches? Yeah, that one's really cool.
That one's funny.
I like all the
ones. Oh, and the trickster one.
Yeah, I was just going to say, all the ones with the trickster. I love the one where, like, he makes them, like, fight, like married couple, and, like, they're all, like, they're fighting, and it's, like, so funny.
That one's so funny, and they have the alternate perspectives, yeah. And it's hilarious.
I like the one stuck in the TV, too.
Yeah.
With the trickster. Yeah, the one that this is in is Hunted. Oh, I think this is the one when they, like, there's, like, real people, and they're hunting people. Like, it's people hunting people.
Oh, where they think they're the demon? Oh, no, wait, that's not season two.
I have all the seasons on DVD, so I'm gonna look it up.
Rawr.
it's a vampire one. It's like...
Oh, that one.
Yeah, it's like the psychic powers one, and then there's like the like guy is like looking for him, like the guy who ends up becoming a vampire.
Oh, yeah, that one.
Okay, cool.
That one's awesome, too.
Okay, well, now that we're done talking about the episode, oh my god. Dizzy. Phenom. This was so good!
Beyond words.
Oh my god. It was really funny, because, like, I got a little nervous, like, when it the very beginning, I was like, oh, I remember this song, I love this song, and then I'm like, it's kind of, like, falsetto-y, and then Dizzy came in, and it was like... Holy crap.
I know. I didn't know you could go that high, and it was, like, amazing. It was, like,
perfect. Oh, my God. So, oh, my God. It was...
And the mixing was great.
The mixing
and, like,
was fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Mm. And the energy was awesome.
Yeah. It was fantastic.
Dizzy.
Oh, my God.
I'm claiming you as my rock star boyfriend, Dizzy, so there you go.
Rockstar boyfriend. All right, so.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't really have anything bad to say about this. Like, there was, like, so much good that there's just, like, nothing to say that was bad.
It was, yeah. I don't have, it was flawless. Like, yeah, seriously? It was, like, awesome.
Okay, are we done?
Done.
Up next is Dylan.
We both lie silently still in the dead of the night. Although we both lie close together, we feel miles apart inside. Was it something I said or something I did? Did my words not come out right? Though I tried not to hurt you, though I tried, but I guess that's why they say every rose has its thorn. Just like every night has its dawn. Just like every cowboy sings a sad, sad song. Every rose has its thorn. Yeah, it does. Our favorite song playing on the radio. Hear the DJ say he loves a game of easy come and easy go. But I wonder, does he know? Has he ever felt like this? And I know that you'd be here right now if I could let you know somehow. I guess every rose has its thorn. Just like every night has its dawn. Just like every cowboy sings a sad, sad song. Every rose has its thorn. Though it's been a while now, I can still feel so much pain. Like the knife that cut you, the wound heals, but that scar remains. Thank you. know I could have saved our love that night if I'd known what to say. Instead of making love, we both made our separate ways. But now I hear you found somebody new, and that I never meant that much to you. To hear that tears me up inside, and to see you cut me like a knife. I guess every rose has its thorn, just like every night has its dough. Oh, oh. Just like every cowboy sings a sad, sad song. Every rose has its thorn.
Woo, Dylan.
Dylan.
So this one, I looked it up. It's from episode 9 in season 3, which is your favorite episode. With the witches from they're like the girls of the book club, and then they like are witches. I like that one.
Casting spells for higher mortgages.
Yeah. Wait. Hold on. Season 3 is, like, kind of weird for me, because, like, I was, like, weirded out by the two extra girls. How, like, there was, like, that thief girl, you know?
Oh, yeah. The two, and, like, the demon and the other one.
Yeah. I don't know, because, like, I also don't like when Ruby, like, dies and she comes back as that other girl.
As that crappy actress.
Yeah, like, the first Ruby was so much better.
I know. I think they killed off the second one because people didn't like her.
Yeah, which is so sad because, like, yeah. I liked her character, I just didn't like her actress.
Yeah.
Okay, we should talk about Dylan now. Okay. This was really good. I think in the chat you were like, this sounds kind of country, which is funny. Because Dylan just, like, won one star.
Yeah, I think he did that on purpose. Because, yeah, play to your strengths. Why not?
Yeah, he was, like, it was really well done, though. It was really, had a lot of good energy. And the vocals were really, really good. It's tough, because Dizzy was really good, too. These both were, like, really strong first two songs to listen to, you know?
Yay!
I'm like, wow. I'm like, I'm like so excited. And like, oh my god, I'm like really excited for the main challenge too, because like if this is any like indication of how good people are gonna be, oh my gosh.
I think people knew that like we would like cut them if they ruined Supernatural songs, so maybe that's why they're bringing it.
They're bringing it because we love to Supernatural.
Yeah.
Oh my god, it's such a good show. I love it.
Watch it.
I feel like the only reason we did this immunity was so that we could, like, gush over the show. We're not actually, like, doing anything legit.
It was because the songs are awesome, and the show is awesome, and it's rocky.
It is. Like, all the songs in it are, like, basically classic rock, so. Yeah. Or, like, some sort of rock. So. This was really great, Dylan. I really don't have anything to say about it. Like, I don't have anything that was wrong. I can't, like, think of anything that was wrong. I mean, there's a couple of, like, shaky parts in your vocals, but they weren't really, like, noticeable, and it really worked for the style that you were singing.
It wasn't, like, it wasn't, like, glaringly, like, oh, that was terrible. It was just, like, kind of, that wasn't as strong as this part.
Yeah, but it was still really, really good. So, I mean, like, there's a reason you won Lone Star, so.
Yeah.
Okay, done.
Done.
Up next is Gildragon.
I silently steal in the dead of the night. Although we both lie close together, we feel miles apart inside. Was it something I said or something I did? Did my words not come out right? Though I tried not to hurt you, though I tried. But I guess that's why they say every rose has its thorn. Just like every night has its dawn. Just like every cowboy sings a sad, sad song. Every rose has its thorn. Yeah, it does. Favorite song playing on the radio. Hear the DJ say he loves a game of easy come and easy go. But I wonder, does he know? Has he ever felt like this? And I know that you'd be here right now if I could let you know somehow. I guess every rose has its thorn. Like every night has its dawn. Just like every cowboy sings a sad, sad song. Every rose has its thorn. Though it's been a while now, I can still feel so much pain. Like a knife that cuts through the wound here, but that scar remains. Saved a love that night if I'd known what to say. Instead of making love, we both made our separate ways. And now I hear you found somebody new, and that I never meant that much to you. The tears that tear me up inside as you see you cut me like a knife against every rose. Every night has its dawn. Just like every cowboy sings a sad song. Every rose has its thorn.
Gil Dragon.
Yay.
It's really unfortunate that you and Dylan submitted right after each other for this.
I know.
Because it always stinks hearing the same song twice. Like, they could both be performed fantastically and, like, perfectly, but you're always going to be like, well, the other person just did this, so I'm slightly more bored than, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What did you think of this?
Well, first off, like, the mixing, like, whatever effect you had on your voice, it sounded all, like, super echoey, and it, like, distanced the vocals away from the backing track, and, like, on some parts, the backing track was drowning out your, singing.
Yeah, I noticed that, too. It was, like, and it was, like, the backtrack itself was, like, a little on the strange side.
Yeah, and I think his timing was, like, a millisecond off.
Oh, really?
It was, like, in the beginning, it sounded kind of like it was a little off.
Oh, that's weird. I didn't notice that, but, like, you probably are right. I probably, like, was not. I don't know. Like, I just didn't notice as much. I thought, like, emotionally, this was also not the best I've heard you. Like, I don't know, it was kind of just, like, very, like, repetitive and, like, yeah. Like, it was just very, like, the same thing kind of over and over again for me.
It sounded like maybe he was trying to make it, like, a love ballad type of thing.
Yeah, it was weird.
But it didn't work.
Like, Dylan kind of went with that country thing. See, this is the problem. I'm, like, comparing it, which I shouldn't be.
Yeah.
But Dylan kind of went with, like, that country thing, and I felt like, I don't know, I felt like he didn't as much, if that makes any sense. And, like, that's fine, like, stylistically, if you want to make that choice. Mm-hmm. It just didn't work for me as much as the other one did. But his vocals were really good. I, like, you were, like,
yeah,
on pitch.
Yeah, I liked the singing a lot.
And you sounded really nice on this song. Like, I really liked the way it sounded on your voice. I just wish you had a little bit more, like, oomph.
Perform it more.
Yeah. So, we're not going to talk about the episode because we did that last time.
yeah, same song.
Yerp. Cool. All right. Done. Up next is Koivo.
You're as cold as ice. You're willing to sacrifice our love. You never take advice, but someday you'll pay the price. I know, I've seen it before, it happens all the time. You're closing the door, you leave the world behind. You're digging for gold, you're throwing away a fortune and feelings, but someday you'll pay. You're as cold as ice. You're willing to sacrifice our love. You want paradise, but someday you'll pay the price. I know, I've seen it before, it happens all the time. You're closing the door, you leave the world behind. For gold, you're throwing away a fortune and feelings, but someday you'll pay. You know that you are.
Valk.
Rochelle.
You're as cold as ice.
Oh, snap.
What a bitch. What a bitch. Okay, so this is from episode 6 in season 2, and it's the one when the ghost of the first serial killer comes back, and, like, Joe, like, goes hunting with them, even though her mom's like, you shouldn't be a hunter, blah, 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 blah. Oh,
that one, yeah.
Yeah.
And she gets in trouble.
Of course she does. And they have to, like, save her. Bloody blue. Story of of their lives. They're, like, always saving people. They're so great.
And then like making out with them if they're women.
Yes. So, what did you think of Koi, though?
The mixing was good.
The mixing was really good.
Yeah. Like, the singing, like, throughout the entire thing, like, you could tell that you have a good voice, but it sounded, like, shouty the whole time.
Yeah, it sounded really strainy. Like, you picked a song that was too high for your voice a little bit, and it was, like, it just, I don't know. Also, did he do the background stuff?
It didn't sound like it to me.
Oh, okay, because, like, some of it sounded like him, and I was like, okay, either he, like, melded his voice well, or, like, I don't know, some of the background stuff was, like, good for me.
Yeah. And then I thought, like, the parts near the end where you're supposed to belt, it just sounded like shouting more.
Yeah. So
the emotion was decent.
Yeah, the emotion was pretty good, but I felt like a lot of the emotion came from the shouting.
Yeah, that's true.
A little bit. I don't know. This was not my favorite of the night. It wasn't bad, but it wasn't, like, amazing. I don't know. It was, like, very middle of the road.
It wasn't orgasmic.
I think you're really into Dizzy's song. Like, a little too much.
A little.
Okay, I'm done with this.
Me too.